Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Friday morning, the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night. Let's talk about that. Joining us right now, the Commission Chairman, Steve Samasco. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate you being here this morning. Not much going on in county government right now. Kind of a quiet time, right?
Everybody's asleep as we speak.
Yeah, as we speak, yes. But last night, a lot of people came out for public comment. A lot of the public comment in recent weeks and months has been about the St. Clair County Health Department.
That was the... issue of the afternoon, I suppose you call it, was a result of a agenda items on the Advisory Board of Health meeting from Wednesday, and a lot of public comment on specifically Title X funding and some other matters. Yep.
Remind us what the Title X funding is all about.
Well, Title X funding, if you ask your people in your audience to raise their hand, how many people ever heard of it or understand it, probably three people would raise their hand, and they all work for the health department or some medical facility. Mm-hmm. We've received federal funds distributed through the MDHHS, Michigan Department of Human Health Human Services, mm-hmm. to various federally funded agencies, health departments, hospitals, to provide family planning. Mm-hmm. And when you take those funds, they also have federal guidelines that require certain type of conduct with respect to the funds. And there's a recommendation from the doctor, not to the Board of Commissioners, but addressed specifically to the Advisory Board of Health, to consider discontinuing that funding. And that caused people to come and talk to us about that, mm-hmm. as you would expect.
Yeah.
In fact, the meeting on Wednesday at the Advisory Board of Health was quite lively, for lack of a better term.
It was indeed.
You said you looked at some of that.
And by the way, the Advisory Board of Health didn't approve of eliminating that.
You know, the way it's supposed to work, you do these advisory boards. We have several, you know, in the advisory board, you're supposed to offload some of these technical things to people that might have a better understanding. So that board has several nurses, a doctor, some general regular people on there to look at those issues and make recommendations for the health officer, mm-hmm. and the medical director and us, you know. So it was put out last Friday on the agenda. There was an article in the newspaper. A friend of mine from Yale, who's a former elected official, was emailing me and texting me over the weekend. He was quite excited about it, and mm-hmm. he actually showed up at the health department meeting and had a lot to say about it. So that's how that works. It gets to that body. They look at it. They may say a recommendation, like a couple months ago, they recommended recombining the positions. Well, we didn't just knee-jerk and say, okay, flip the switch, done. Mm-hmm. No, we're looking at that.
Right.
Is that the right thing? Is that the wrong thing? Are there alternatives? How does it affect everything? So that's how the system is supposed to work.
The Advisory Board of Health has not recommended getting rid of Title X funding.
No. As far as I didn't go to the meeting, I've seen nothing come in
right.
in a formal manner that they're asking for any particular action by the board. But
you do have a several pages long memo here from Dr. Nevin about his recommendation to discontinue Title X.
Yep.
You've obviously read it. Your copy is highlighted. What are your thoughts based on the memo you got?
This is as far as I got on it. It came out June 10th. It was at the meeting last Wednesday. Of course, you know, we all have lives and we do other things in addition to our public service work. And it has like 30 footnotes. The gist of it is that he's recommending they discontinue the funding for a number of reasons. One, there was a clinician that left that was funded totally for federal dollars for family services work. Another issue was McLaren Hospital had a thing they're doing with a residency program to provide all these same services in a private setting. There's three or four other points like that. Some of the funding issues, when you take federal money, you have federal requirements. For instance, under the federal guidelines, if you accept this Title X money and you're going to give family planning services, contraceptives, mm-hmm. including long-term devices, IUDs, whatever, mm-hmm. to minors, if you take federal money, you can't inform the parents. Well, I don't like that. So there's an issue we're going to look at. So he went through a whole litany of things. It is available on our website. If you go to stclaircounty.org under Board of Commissioners and under Agenda Items, you'll see ABOH from the 17th. It's all right there, you know, and you can read it. And I brought it to you because Scott, your manager, called me. Scott Shigley called me yesterday. We were talking about it. And I want him to have a copy of it, mm-hmm. as well, because it's a hard read. It's written by a person who's trained medically, and it's not an easy read, and it's going to take some time to sort through it, but that's how it comes to us. It'll go to the Advisory Board of Health. They need some time to sort through it. There was an additional memo he did as well on classification of St. Clair County as a metropolitan community. So the one for Title 10 affects $500,000 in funding, while the other one affects $173 million in federal funding that St. Clair County is now cut out of because MDHHS is saying we're metropolitan, even though they classify Macomb as partially rural and Wayne County as partially rural by including airports and open spaces and some of their calculations. That's wrong, and we're going to do something about it. Yeah. So on the one hand, his controversial recommendation on Title 10, but the other hand, here's a guy that's, I never looked at this, I never knew this was out there, and it's another, you know, 10-page article or 10-page memorandum with 20 footnotes and maps. You know, he does a good job, but it's our job to sort through what the public wants. What are the principles and values of our community as it applies to our local health department?
And how do you gauge that? How do you gauge public opinion? Because I know you get a lot of people that come in and speak at meetings,
oh,
but
boy.
That's not necessarily all of the public. That's the vocal public.
The loudest voice is not the only voice.
Right. That's what I'm
But the exactly. loudest voice many times is the most passionate voice.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of people that come in. The issue I wish people could do better at or appreciate is don't believe everything you see and with the days of AI and what happens with social media and the division we have. If you disagree with somebody, you villainize them, demonize them, hate them, you just shut down. There's no communication. And if you listen to other people, as angry as they are, you can glean from that important things. I learned a lot from the community last night, and I've learned a lot from emails. Believe me, I got a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And I copy and I save. I throw them into an electronic file, and I go back, and I look at it. But they come from both directions. So people will come in and say, da-da-da, you represent me. You're my elected official. Yes, you and 160,000 other people. And guess what? You don't all agree. So how do you discern that? It's not easy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm 69 years old. I've been in this community my entire life, three generations, kids here and family, grandkids. I want to leave it something valuable for my kids, for you and everyone else, my friends and neighbors. So that's you get people that are dedicated and have a heart for the community. And when it comes right down to it, you can't be a potted plant and sit there and not raise your hand as a commissioner. You got to figure this out and do the best you can to apply those values and principles in a way that satisfies your constituents.
I want to back up to something that you said. You said on the one hand, Dr. Devin has controversial opinions. On the other hand, he brings practical advice to the board, like, you know, here's, you know, $173 million we're not getting. How do you balance that? And as his contract is up for renewal, is he the right person to lead the health department in St. Clair County?
Well, there's one thing that they've done for many years, and we actually changed it with the new board. We had a habit or a practice of having these auto-renew provisions. So last March, Liz King's contract auto-renewed. Okay, that's fine. His contract is always also automatically renewed. We missed a deadline to notify them we're going to retain, you know, not do it. So in the process of this, what's coming, we do see the train coming down the track. So we know that the health department, there's sincere philosophical differences between our medical director and health officer. It's to the point where there's some functioning issues there, right? We've got to help them collaborate and partner and get that straightened out. So that's coming to us. So there was a recommendation to just recombine the positions like we had under Mercantant. That was the medical health officer model. We have the medical director health officer model, which is a split model. The other board, I wasn't at the time, split it. And it changed things. I'm not sure it fixed the problem. But so what do we do with that now? Is we take both of those models and we're considering it. And the option, one of the things I looked at, because it's not before the board for a vote yet, but it'll get there. Well, maybe we should provide some contractual, his contract, Liz's contract, guidance on their goals and roles, because the health department, the board of health, the public health code, and the administrative rules, if you read them, they define health officer, medical officer, in a way that there's a lot of overlap and a lot of, I have authority for this. No, I have authority for this. No, this is medical policy. No, it's not. This is medical specialty judgment. No, it's not. It's administrative. We've got to straighten that out. And so how do you do it? If we recombine the positions, that'll straighten it out. But that's a little abrupt, and it would cause job loss and everything else. So maybe that's what we're trying to do is, one of my favorite sayings is, I'm not in a hurry to make a mistake. Let's look at this. Let's take a breath. Let's figure it out. Listen to everybody and see if we can find a way. And I had a conceptual initiative. I sent it to my friend from Yale. It was, you know, he's a Democrat and he's very much more progressive, but I appreciate his passionate input. He's looked at it. I've sent it to other commissioners. Just my thoughts, because my style is I'll do the time, I'll spend the time, put that out there. I put it in writing so that people don't misconstrue it. Oh, you said this, you said that. No, read it again. It's not what I said. You know, so we're in the process of all that. So I don't know if that answers your question, you know, on is he the right guy?
That was my question. I didn't hear a yes or a no.
Yeah. Well, he's the right guy. Well, he's the guy now. I think he's the right guy for it because he's a.
You trust him?
I do trust him. I trust his judgment, but like any other matter that comes before me, I vet everything. Okay. People, lawyers, judges, farmers, radio guys, you can make bad calls.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a heart for his vision of what public health is and the health.
What is that vision?
Well, it's hard, Paul. I can't tell you what his vision is. He's written. He's opined. You see what his vision is. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not going to speak for Dr. Nevin on what his ultimate vision is.
Well, we'd like to speak to Dr. Nevin. We've invited him in here, but he declined. So.
Well, you know, and right now there's issues like with these. There were some anonymous complaints made under a system we have for the county back a year and a half ago. And I read them all. I talked to our health officer. I talked to our medical director. I talked to our administrator. I talked to people on this Lighthouse Committee, Mike Wendling, the clerk. But they're anonymous. We can only do so much through anonymous complaints. They were formalized and put into a formal grievances, which then went to a hearing, evidentiary hearing, and they were withdrawn voluntarily. There was no merit. So that's pretty clear evidence that there was nothing there, okay?
Right.
So then there's some report that an administrator had done, so that's another issue they're quoting, you know, so I don't know if that answers your question either, but because of that, so now there's a pending one, so then there was a issue that Carrie Angie brought up where her daughter received sexualized things from the health department. It was a big issue. Well, that rolled out, and so then what we have to do with that is, so where do you go with that, you know? So
what's the timeline? What happens next?
Well, what happens next is, you know, eventually there'll be a recommendation brought to the board. From last night, what I told our administrators, you know, he needs to get direction from the commissioners. I'm just one vote. I'm not. I run the board as far as the meetings and Robert's rules and all that. But I'm not the. I don't run the board. So you know, we had everyone on the record last night. Like, hey, do we want to have an assistant medical director position? We covered that. Do we want to recombine positions or pursue this other option where we redefine and provide some guidance on roles and maybe a mechanism for dispute resolution? That's where we went with that. So that's the process that they're going to pursue that. So then it'll come probably next month on, let's say, these contractual. I've seen some drafts on Nevin's contract, some revisions to King's contract that I don't know where I can't speak for either of those individuals either, but I think they're working, my understanding is they're all working with Corporation Council and trying to go that route to see if we can't get them to partner and collaborate. And to me, it's good to have other voices. You know, you can disagree without being disagreeable. And if we can get them, and just like Dr. Nevin, you don't have to agree with everything he says, maybe agree with nothing he says, and the same thing with our health officer, Liz King, but they do have to do their job. They have to do this, and the bottom line is, what do the public want? What do the citizens of our community expect for their values and principles and how we're going to manage our local health department? Because it doesn't come from Lansing. We have a local health department for a reason. They're all over the state, and they're supposed to be local.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's...
You've got a big job ahead of you.
What's that?
You've got a big job ahead of you.
Well, it's a tough job, but, you know, you got to have people that have a heart for it and do the best we can. I'm not perfect either. None of us are. You know, we make mistakes, but I like to think that if I make a mistake, I'll just man up and say, you know what, I'm wrong, and not get mad, and not get angry, and say, you know what, you're right. And I've done that many times. I have no problem with that.
You know? Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you coming in this morning, Steve.
Paul, as always, a pleasure.
All right. Talk soon.
Yep.
Steve Samasco, the County Board of Commissioners Chairman. Let's check weather real quick here on WPHM.